This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to Circle One Jumpstart, your guide to the main market events coming up in the week ahead in just 5 minutes. It's Monday, the 24th of August. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office in Zurich. 30-year US Treasury yields rose to their highest level since 2007 last week, putting pressure on equity markets and especially technology shares. This week, PCE inflation and the Jackson Hole Symposium will test whether that pressure can ease. Nvidia's results will provide an important signal on AI demand, while European data could add momentum to the region's recent equity rally. The S&P 500 ended last week 1.4% lower as elevated long-term bond yields weighed on equity valuations. The yield on the 30-year US Treasury reached 5.31% on Monday, its highest level since 2007, and ended the week only slightly below that peak at 5.28%. That was despite the US Treasury announcing that it would double the size of its buyback operations for bonds in the 10 to 30-year segment. Minutes from the Federal Reserve's July meeting also showed that officials remained alert to inflation risks. Several favoured a rate increase, and many thought further tightening could be needed if inflation failed to improve. Attention now turns to July PCE inflation and the Jackson Hole Symposium. Investors will assess whether the closely watched inflation measure confirms the softer message from more recent data, and whether policymakers have become more comfortable with the inflation outlook. Softer inflation and less hawkish communication could reduce expectations for further tightening, but fiscal concerns and heavy bond supply may keep longer-term yields volatile. Our base case remains that the Fed keeps rates unchanged for the rest of 2026 as evidence mounts that underlying inflation pressures are easing. We think markets continue to price too much additional tightening and expect benchmark yields to decline as investors reassess the policy outlook. We continue to favour quality bonds with 2 to 5 year maturities, where elevated starting yields provide attractive income with less exposure to pressure at the long end. Technology shares led last week's equity market decline. The tech-heavy Nasdaq 100 fell 2.5%, underperforming the 1.4% decline in the S&P 500. By contrast, the equal-weighted S&P 500 edged just 50 basis points lower. This suggests that the weakness was concentrated among the largest technology companies rather than reflecting a broad deterioration in US equities. Higher bond yields weighed on valuations. Investors also continue to question whether rising AI investment will generate sufficient returns. Nvidia's results this week will provide an important test of that concern. Investors will look for evidence that strong spending on AI infrastructure is continuing to translate into demand and revenue. The company's guidance on data center demand and customer investment plans is likely to be particularly important. Strong demand and constructive guidance would reinforce confidence that the wider AI investment cycle remains on track. A weaker outlook would increase scrutiny of financing costs and investment returns. Our base case remains that AI spending will be robust. Based on the latest company guidance, we have raised our forecast for global AI capital spending to $1.2 trillion in 2027 from around $900 billion in 2026. We think investors should remain invested in AI, but avoid excessive reliance on a small number of stocks. We favor diversified exposure to companies enabling and benefiting from AI adoption. The stock's Europe 600 fell 0.6% last week amid wider pressure from rising bond yields and weaker technology shares. But the index still ended the week up 10.5% so far in 2026, and the latest economic data offered encouragement. Eurozone business activity expanded at its fastest pace since November, with manufacturing reaching its highest level in more than 4 years. This week, Germany's IFO survey and Eurozone economic sentiment data will offer further evidence on the strength of the recovery. Inflation releases from France and Spain will also help investors assess whether improving activity is being accompanied by renewed price pressures. Encouraging growth signals alongside contained inflation could add momentum to the region's equity rally. Our view on Eurozone equities remains attractive. Europe's earnings recovery is strengthening and broadening, and we expect profit growth of around 15% in both 2026 and 2027. We still expect one further ECB rate increase, and persistent energy risks mean subsequent cuts may come later than previously expected. But resilient growth and stronger earnings should matter more for equities than the precise timing of rate cuts. Improved valuations and renewed earnings momentum have also led us to upgrade European information technology to attractive. This gives investors another way to combine exposure to Europe's recovery with the structural growth opportunities created by rising investment in AI and digital infrastructure. So that's it, your jumpstart on Circle One. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office in Zurich. If you have any questions, please reach out to your UBS representative and have a good start to the week.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.